As America has confronted its record on race over the past year, a lot of us have asked, what can we do? While some in the craft beer business have been asking the same question, a black-owned Texas brewery has created a not-for-profit beer called Black is Beautiful that has grabbed the attention of the entire industry, an industry dominated by white creators and consumers. NPR's John Burnett reports.
The turning point for Marcus Baskerville came one morning when he was driving down the highway and heard on the radio about the fatal police shooting of Breonna Taylor. Joining a street protest wasn't his style. What could he do as one of the few black brewers in America to make a statement? His answer? Create a beer called Black is Beautiful and share the recipe with brewers across the country.
So what Black is Beautiful is a call to breweries within the United States to participate in a collaborative effort. They would brew a stout. Upon brewing that stout, they would release 100% of those proceeds to local organizations, charities, foundations that support equality, inclusion, and social justice reform.
With that high-minded genesis, Baskerville thought it would have limited appeal among his fellow brewers. At last count, nearly 1,200 breweries in all 50 states are making Black is Beautiful. That includes brewers in 22 different countries, such as Japan, China, Germany, Guatemala, and Rwanda. When Baskerville launched his concept a year ago, he also wondered how it would go over with craft beer drinkers. After all, a recent academic book titled Beer and Racism states, craft beer seems fundamentally brewed by, owned by, catered to, distributed by, advertised to, bought by, discussed by, and consumed by white men.
I mean, you look at my customer base, and I mean, let's be honest, it's mostly middle-aged Caucasian male. So you're starting a platform called Black is Beautiful, and it's like, okay, you want to do it within a strategic point to not upset any of your customer base.
Marcus Baskerville is a 36-year-old Californian who started brewing at his home in Sacramento. He moved to San Antonio to take a job in fraud prevention at Citibank. But in his spare time, he kept turning grain, hops, malt, yeast, and water into beer. Eventually, he got so good at it that he quit the bank and became a full-time brewer. When he saw the deaths of Breonna Taylor and then George Floyd, he recalled his own story of police mistreatment.
I'm somebody who has dealt with a form of police brutality before in my youth. I mean, at a certain point, individuals are going to say enough is enough.
Today, he's co-owner of Weathered Souls Brewery. He's one of only a handful of black brewers among nearly 9,000 breweries in the United States.
Even the state of Texas, there's 380-plus breweries in Texas, and I think there's two black brewers. I'm the only black owner.
We're on the brew floor. Baskerville clambers up the stairs to a stainless steel fermentation tank that gurgles with the murky liquid that will become a Mexican-style lager.
I added some hops to the boil and set the timer for the next set.
Black is Beautiful is a stout. Dark and potent at 10% alcohol and intensely flavorful. Every can produced around the world carries the same eye-catching graphics. The recipe calls for chocolate malt, roasted barley, and flaked oats, but he encourages individual creativity. In the town of Taylor, northeast of Austin, J.D. Ginns at the Texas Beer Company is brewing his own version of Black is Beautiful.
We chose to do a smoke stout. Taylor is a barbecue town, and we wanted to make sure that we've shown off a little bit about what's important to us and our culture around here.
All proceeds go to the Bill Pickett Educational Foundation, a local nonprofit named after the world's most famous black rodeo cowboy and a Taylor native. But Ginns has another reason to pour a pint of this smoky stout when his customers belly up to the bar.
Bringing up this conversation is sometimes extremely difficult, especially for white business owners, for white people and white privilege. If you have the opportunity to discuss that over a beer, it's not combative, and it shines a light on something that people should be talking about, so that's why we participated.
Walmart recently announced that it is selling Black is Beautiful beer in 300 stores nationwide. The original recipe produced by Weathered Souls Brewery in San Antonio. John Burnett, NPR News.